Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. More showers today for Sydney. They just keep on coming, don't they? A top of 20 in the city and 19 in the west. Well, let the contract battles begin. Let the stars of the game start to line up and command the cash. As we expected, the Dolphins are getting ready to open the checkbook and sign up some big stars if or when the Redcliffe Club gets the go-ahead to be the NRL's 17th team. We covered that extensively yesterday. For some player managers, November 1 can't come soon enough. Brandon Smith's manager has confirmed the Storm have an offer on the table for him, but that's where it's going to stay until next month when Smith goes to market on the 1st of November. Is the Cheese the marquee signing for the Dolphins? And how much is he worth on the open market? He hasn't ruled out heading north. His parents have moved to Brisbane, he's pointed out, so he says a move to Queensland is an option. Other players being reported of those to interest Redcliffe include Parramatta's Reed Marnie and also Anthony Milford as well, who's heading to South Sydney next year. Don't forget Brandy's choices for us on Monday. He threw in Brandon Smith as a marquee player, Joey Manu, Junior Paulo into the mix, Isaiah Papali'i. He had Billy Kickow there, Christian Welsh as well, and Kalen Ponga in the mix. But they've made it clear at Newcastle that they will do everything to keep Kalen Ponga. And let's not forget that Wayne Bennett is likely to be coach, or will be coach. So that's the biggest carrot that the Redcliffe Dolphins, or if something weird happens, another franchise will have to dangle. It could be one of the biggest stories of the year. Who is the marquee man for the Redcliffe Dolphins? Why don't you let me know on 0457 736 736 or call me this morning 1300 01 1170. Now, on Rugby League Stories, I'll cover this with Andrew Webster this morning. What was the big story of season 2021? Why don't we come up with a top three this morning? The top three stories that headlined Rugby League this season. The stories of one of the most dramatic years the game has seen. Was it relocation itself? Was it the Magic Round crackdown? Do you remember how crazy all that was? Was it the Dragons' infamous barbecue? Was it Ivan versus Wayne? Was it the Panthers winning? Let me know your top three this morning. I'd like to get your reflections on the biggest stories you think happened this year in rugby league. I've got a New South Wales Blues scarf to give away to our best contribution, so come up with your top three and let's see if we can whittle it down to the three biggest stories of 2021. I think Magic Round and the crackdown in particular will be high amongst them. 0457 736 736 is the text line, or give me a call on the open line 1300 01 1170. Andrew Webster is coming up soon, so looking forward to our Wednesdays with Webby session. As always, you can send in any questions you've got. Well, in soccer or football, the streak is over. The Socceroos' 11-match winning run has come to an end at the hands of Japan. It was a 2-1 loss, which included an own goal for Australia. We just can't seem to crack the code against Japan. Our winless run against them now stretches back to 2009. Here's how it played out last night, Socceroos v Japan.
Spinners, they look to find the man on the far side, and they do, and they've scored. It's Al Tanaka who drills it into the bottom corner, and his inclusion has been justified. Japan have just their second goal of this third round of Asian qualifying.
Finally, we're ready. It is going to be Aiden Frostage in off the crossbar. Australia all square, cracking free kick by Frostage. They didn't need the penalty. It's all square at 1-1. Here's Asano. He's on sides. And Matt Ryan can't keep it out. It's bundled in at the back post. Asano takes the credit. Furuhashi might have got the final touch. But what is certain is that Japan have their lead back at 2-1. Matty Ryan got a paw to it, but could not keep it out.
We're almost there, Japan. And their victory is confirmed. Japan ending Australia's 11-game winning streak, and they revive their own hopes of qualifying into the bargain. Look at what it means for the Samurai Blue. Huge disappointment for Australia.
So 2-1 the final score there. The result leaves the Socceroos on 9 points from 4 games, with 6 games remaining in the final stage of World Cup qualifiers. Unbeaten Saudi Arabia are level on 9 points. So to qualify, the Socceroos, of course, must finish top two in their Group B, 16 Group B, to qualify for what would be a fifth consecutive World Cup. We've got plenty to get our teeth into this morning. We'll catch up with Kiwi great Ian Smith, our colleague at SENZ, and get his thoughts on the T20 World Cup and, of course, the Ashes. And how is the high praise? Did you see this from Ashton Agar yesterday for Mitchell Marsh? Agar says Marsh has been batting like, and I quote, "I've never seen someone batting before." He says almost without fail in the nets at training, Marsh will hit the first ball for 6, no matter who's bowling at him. He is a freak. And vaccination continues to be a big story in world sport. In the NBA, Brooklyn's all-star point guard Kyrie Irving has been benched until he gets benched from the team. There are vaccine mandates in New York City, and Irving has opted against vaccination. The Nets say, "We respect your decision, but you're not going to be a part-time player. You can't train here or there. You can't obviously play." So they've said, "Nope, you won't be part of the squad at all until he is vaccinated." This issue will come to a head very quickly in Australian sport and could well be the biggest story heading into 2022. I'll be speaking to our NBL commissioner, Jeremy Lollinger, this morning about what's happening here. The NBL has a 99% vaccination rate of its players, so they are well and truly ahead of the curve. We've got a lot coming your way this morning, looking for your top three stories of this year's rugby league season. What do you think tops the list? Let me know. 0457 736 736 or call 1300 01 1170, a New South Wales blue scarf to give away. This is Mornings with Matt White, the Sydney Morning Herald's Andrew Webster is next.